Working women returning to work from having had a baby are being advised by recruiters to lie about their maternity leave on their CVs. Kirsten Andrews, working mother and founder of the blog Working Mums Australia. Kirsten, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you heard of this happening?
I have. I think it's pretty common.
Is the basis of this that there's a question posed by potential employers, have you had a baby or have you had maternity leave?
I don't think that employers ask those questions quite that directly. I think
it'd be more a question of asking, what have you been doing recently?
Yes, and I don't think people are directly lying about that, but I think that it's quite possible on their CVs. They might, for example, say that they're in a job when they're actually on maternity leave from that job.
And so they come back and they simply say, I was doing something else. I was travelling or I was studying.
And they might be doing that if they're telling a direct lie, but I think a lot more mums are telling what you might call a little white lie and just not giving the direct impression. Directly lying on your CV is always dangerous, but I think that giving the impression that you haven't been on maternity leave is probably much more widespread than we believe.
And in a year's time, you're relying on the fact that when in a year's time someone discovers at work that you've got an 18-month-old child, that the boss will be too dopey to put two and two together.
They might think you were working at the time when you had a two-month-old, but in fact you're on maternity leave.
What are they frightened about? They're frightened about that you would think they'd be frightened that you were going to go and have a baby, not that you had one. Are they frightened that you are going to go and have another one?
I think, unfortunately, some employers think that mums spell trouble in the sense that you might need to go and spend time with your kid when they're sick or those sorts of things. When in fact all the evidence shows that mums are the most productive kind of employees you can have because they are very busy people. They don't spend a lot of time at the water cooler or have long lunches. They get the job done because they have to pick their kid up from daycare and they have those responsibilities and they're used to being super busy, and that's quite handy for them.
They think that Martha the mum's going to be more problematical than single Sally.
Absolutely. And I think that there's just no evidence that that's true. But unfortunately, it's a perception for both employers and mums that mums feel that they have to get over, which leads to this kind of problem.
I wonder what the status of lying on a CV is. Is lying a lie of any type on your job application a sackable offence?
I would have thought it's incredibly dangerous, which is why I think that a lot of mums are giving the impression. For example, if you're on maternity leave from a position and you submit a CV saying you're the sales manager for Company X, that information is true. Because if you submit a CV while you're on holiday, you don't say, I'm actually on holiday at the moment or long service leave. You don't bother to confirm that in writing. But at the same time, it's not exactly true at the time that you submit that.
Good on you, Kirsten. Where do we find your blog?
Workingmumsaustralia.com.au.
Can you turn a quid out of that?
No, it's something I do for love.
Good on you, Kirsten.